Good morning, boys and girls. Happy Sabbath. You all look so beautiful this Sabbath morning. Today we're having a special service about Africa. So I thought I would talk about the animals in Africa and a few other things. You probably know the first verse in the Bible, in Genesis, where it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." And he also created the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and the animals on the land. And Africa is one of the two largest continents in the world. And some of you kids already know some of these animals. You might have seen them in Africa, or you might have seen them in your home zoo. And let's see which ones you know the names of, because when God made these animals, he took them to Adam. Adam was the first man that he made, and Adam named these animals for us. Who recognizes this animal? You go ahead and tell me. You go ahead and tell me. It's a zebra. That's right. Stand it up for me. There we are. Let's see what else we have here.
A tiger.
That's right. It's a tiger. You stand up for me, okay?
A hippo.
A hippo, that's right.
Giraffe.
Very good. Aren't they beautiful animals? Right? And I think I have one more here. This is the loudest one.
Lion.
That's right. How many of you have seen these animals? Yes, you've either seen them in Africa, or you've seen them in the Wichita Zoo, or there's lots of zoos in America. Well, a little while later in the Bible, God told Noah to build an ark. And he told him, what did he tell him to do with the animals? He said, take two of everything. So we had a male and a female elephant, a male and a female tiger, and all the other animals, and all the other fish, and all the other birds. They took lots and lots into the ark, so that when the water dried up and they all opened up the ark and went back on the land, we could still have our animals. And then in Revelation, God tells us that the animals will be laying down and eating together, just like this picture. We'll have big animals and little animals. They'll all be together. We'll have lambs with lions and small animals, big animals, and birds, and everything that God made. Now I have a little prayer to teach you today. We're going to learn it together, and you can repeat each line after me. Okay? God made the earth, and God made the sea.
God made the sky,
and God made me.
God made the fish,
and God made the birds.
God made the animals,
and God made me. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You can go back to your seats now.
Okay. Oh, this is on. Okay, the light wasn't on. It's now time for our morning prayer. And if you have a special request that you've written down on a blue card, please bring that up at this time. And even if you haven't written something down, if you have a special prayer in your heart, you want to come join us down front, you are so welcome. So come join us for prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the precious verse in the word, in your word, that tells us to cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. And Lord, I know that there may be someone here today that has special cares on their heart that they want to bring to you and know that you will take care of them. And so I pray, Father, for each of us here, whatever burdens we might carry on our heart today, I pray that you would lift them and that you would give your peace. For you've promised that to not be anxious for anything, but by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, to bring our requests to you. And the peace that passes understanding will guard our hearts and minds through you. And so, Lord, I pray that today you would give that peace to each of us here, no matter what may be on our minds, and that we can have your peace and joy and understanding as you want to bring to us the word today through our brother Eleazar Harlemana. We thank you so much for him and Clinny coming to be with us this weekend to share with us and to bring your peace to us. We thank you for the all the families that are represented here today, that you would be with each one and each of our needs. Be with those that couldn't be here today for reasons due to illness or otherwise. And we ask that your Holy Spirit would come and attend us in a special way today, that we would recognize that we are in your presence, and that I pray that each of us will gain the blessing that you have for us today. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
There we go. All right. Before I make the call for the offering, there was brought to our attention that there was a lost key. Jennifer Baker brought this to us, and she found it in the last three rows on this side. So if you feel like you lost a key in that section of the sanctuary, come catch me after church service, and I'll have it here in my pocket for you. Our offering this week, the Sabbath, is for church local budget. Now there's a question in this reading. Is there ever a time when believers are excused from tithing? Today our society, well, our world is built on debt, consumer debt, debt everywhere. And the question is, can believers be excused from tithing when expenses are greater than their income? Can believers be excused from tithing while working toward getting out of debt? Mrs. White made a statement to someone in a letter, I think, where she posted this logical question. Should I tell you to be sure to pay all you owe any man, although you rob God to do so? So I think the answer is no, we don't rob God to pay off our debts. Many of us have significant consumer debts, and in our internet world, it's only one click away, right? It's very easy to assume debt, and we need to avoid debt. Now, the Bible's not opposed to debt. In fact, Mrs. White was not. She added that debt is a symptom of a much deeper problem usually. It's our selfishness that we want things that really we don't need. But think about this. What would happen to your giving if you were debt-free? What would happen to this congregation if all of our members would practice self-control, live debt-free, and give generous offerings to further God's work? What would mission look like here at home and around the world? And I think the answer is, we've been told over and over again that there would be no lack if we are faithful in tithe and offerings. And just a reminder, when we give tithe, none of the tithe stays here to operate lights and heat and air conditioning and so forth. Tithe is for the support of the ministry, and so the church budget comes from our offerings beyond the tithe. And so that's what our offering is for today, is for that. So the ushers, the deacons will come forward and take up the offering. Oh, Father God, thank you for all of the blessings, large and small, that you pour out on us each day. You give us breath. You give us life. You give us the power to make wealth. And now we thank you for the opportunity to return our tithes and offerings to you. We ask that you would multiply them like you did the fish and the loaves. And we pray that each of us can be get the joy of giving back to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Before we sing the song, it's on page 290. Everyone will participate in this special music. First, I will do the introduction and then follow with the instrumental. And then our group is going to sing the second stanza. And the third is your part. Everybody will sing, okay? Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
time now for our scripture reading. Luke 18:8, if you'd like to turn there. Luke 18:8. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth?
I want to introduce our speakers today. For those that maybe are not acquainted with Eliezer and Clenny, Eliezer and Clenny, you came to America in what year was it?
2000.
Ati mwageze hano muri America mu mwaka wa 2000.
And you came to Wichita and you joined Three Angels Church.
Mugera hano mwinjira mu itorero rya Three Angels Church.
And we became family. We watched your children grow up here.
Ati duhita tuba umuryango umwe tubona abana banyu bakura.
And then you guys decided to leave.
Ati mugeze aho mwiyemeza kuducika.
And that was a hard time for us. But you're back.
Byaraturemereye.
We are blessed to have you back. Eliezer was an elder for many, many years here.
Ati tunejeje no kugaruka kwanyu kandi Eliezer yabaye umuyobozi mu bakuru b'itorero igihe kinini.
And we're looking forward to what the Lord has to share through you.
None tugiye kumva ibyo umwuka w'Imana yagutumye. Thank you, Dr. Brian. Yeah, murakoze cyane.
Thank you very much.
Iteka iyo dutekereje kuza iwikita tuba tuzi yuko tuje iwacu.
Whenever we think of coming back to Wichita, we think about coming home.
Mukobwa wacu bonye akazi kuza gukora hano yahise yandika ko agarutse nuko bavuga ati nejejwe no kugaruka mu rugo.
Our daughter, when she got a job here, she was with us in Atlanta. But when she was coming back here, we saw in her Facebook writing, I'm happy to be back home, even if she was leaving her parents back there.
Birumvikana yuko ahantu twagize amahirwe, mukuri twagenze ibihugu byinshi.
It's understandable. We went through different places in the world.
Ariko ahantu ushobora kubona itorero nka Three Angels.
There are no places you can find Three Angels Church. We've looked, we couldn't find any.
Three Angels Church ni unique.
Three Angels Church is a unique church.
Mumbabarire ko na banze ndimi ariko ni torero mu buryo bwo kwakira abantu mu buryo bwo kunda yuko bashobora kuba babona umwuka w'Imana bagajyana nawe kugira ngo muzinjirane mu bwami bwo mu ijuru. Iri ni itorero rya mbere.
It's a good church that seeks to make sure people are on the same way, on the same truth, so they can get everybody on board to get home.
Birumvikana ko ubu ntajya kubabwira ibyo twanyuzemo byose, ariko muri make dushimira itorero, kandi umuntu wese dushobora kuba twashaka ko abona ubugingo buhoraho ntacyatubuza kurimurangira.
We cannot go into details on what we learned from here, but everybody we can see who comes to this area, we always recommend Three Angels Church.
Icyigisho cyacu cy'uyu munsi gishingiye ku murongo umwe, kuvuga ngo ariko umwana w'umuntu nagaruka mbese hari kwizera azasanga ku isi.
Our word today is based on what Mrs. Sharon Bryant read in Luke 18:8. When the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth?
Icyateye Yesu kwibaza iki kibazo, yashakaga kwigisha abantu gusenga.
What made Jesus to say this parable is that he wanted people to know how to pray.
Yahereye ku gitekerezo cy'umukecuru w'umupfakazi wari mu mujyi umwe uhereye muri Luka igice cya 18 kuva ku murongo wa mbere ukageza ku murongo wa 8.
When you read this parable about this widow who wanted justice from a man who didn't care for God and didn't care for people, you find it in Luke 18:1-8.
Ngo yagendereye umucamanza utaritaga ku Mana kandi utaratekerezaga no kuba yakwita ku bantu.
The widow went to this man who didn't care for God and didn't care for people.
Ariko kubwo guhorayo asaba yuko ubutabera bwe bwa musubizwa.
But because she insisted on going to that judge every day, troubling him every day, looking for justice.
Umucamanza aravuga ati uko bikwiriye kugira ngo ni he amahoro. Nkwiriye gusubiza ikibazo cy'uyu mupfakazi noneho nkaba nshobora kubona uko nakora ibyo nagombaga gukora.
This uncaring judge said to himself, because this lady is troubling me every day, she continually comes to me, I need to give her justice so she doesn't come to me anymore.
Igitekerezo kivuga yuko Yesu yabajije ati ntabwo mwumvise iby'uyu mucamanza utaragiraga kwiyitaho utaragiraga kwita utarakundaga Imana kandi utaritaga no ku bantu ibyo yakoze.
Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said.
Niba yarashoboye kurengera uyu mupfakazi kuko yamuhoragaho, mutekereza yuko Imana itazabikorera intore zayo zisenga ku manywa na nijoro?
And if this judge could give justice to this lady, and this judge was uncaring judge, and shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them?
Ati ndababwira yuko izazirengera vuba.
I tell you that he will avenge them speedily.
Mayandi magambo, twebwe icyo dukeneye no kubwira Imana ibibazo byayo tukaba tuzi yuko irabifata ikabisubiza kuko idategereza kubanza guhatwa n'imbaraga zacu nkuko umupfakazi yabigenzaga ku mucamanza.
In other words, we need to come to God and tell him our needs and give him our cares.
Ariko iki kibazo kibaza ati mbese umwana w'umuntu nagaruka azasanga kwizera kukiri ku isi.
When Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes, when he asked him himself, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth?
Nuko yaramaze yazanye iki gitekerezo cy'umukecuru ariko yaramaze kuvuga iby'iminsi y'imperuka.
He brought this parable to the disciples after he talked to his disciples about the last days.
Mushubije amaso inyuma gato mu gice cya 17 kuva ku murongo wa 26 kugeza 29.
If you go to the previous chapter in Luke 17,
murasanga yarasobanuye iby'ibihe birushya byo mu minsi y'imperuka.
Jesus explained to his disciples about the last tough last days.
ndetse yageze n'igihe avuga ati ibyo bihe bizaba biruhije nk'ibyo mu minsi ya Noa.
And he said that those days will be hard like the days in times of Noah.
Ati ndetse bizaba bimeze nk'igihe Loti yakurwaga mu muriro w'i Sodomu na Gomora.
And he added that those days will be tough as the days of Lot when he was taken out of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Mufungure mu gitabo cya kabiri cya Timoteyo igice cya gatatu umurongo wa mbere kugeza wa karindwi.
Want you to open in the book of Second Timothy.
Igice cya gatatu umurongo wa mbere kugeza wa karindwi.
Chapter 3:1-7.
Aho hari igitekerezo nako uko Pawulo asobanura iby'ubuhenebere buzagaragara mu minsi y'imperuka.
In that book, 2 Timothy 3:1-7, Paul described how the declining events or the declining characters of people of last days.
Ibi nibyo Yesu yarebaga akibaza niba igihe azaba agarutse azasanga hakiriho kwizera.
These are things Jesus was foreseeing and asked if he comes, if he really find faith on the earth.
Reka dusenge.
Let's pray.
Data wa twese uri mu ijuru.
Dear Heavenly Father.
Dufashe kugira ngo udusukire umwuka wawe wera.
Help us, give us your Holy Spirit.
Kugira ngo twumve neza iby'ibi bihe by'imperuka turimo.
So that we can understand the times we are living in and all the events that are going on.
Maze dushobore kwitegura kukwakira mu mitima yacu.
So that we can understand very well and we can be prepared in our hearts.
Nugaruka uzatujyane mu bwami bwawe mu izina rya Yesu.
So when you comes and take us home in Jesus' name. Amen.
Iki gice kiratubwira imibereho igenda isubira inyuma.
This is a chapter that tells us about our character, the people of the last days.
Uko mugiye kugenda mugisoma ariko twagerageje gushyira iyi mirongo mu magambo ahiniye bugufi.
Tried to shorten some of the lines that are here.
Murabona yuko intambara z'urudaca iyo hapfuye miliyoni ntabwo Satani anezerwa aravuga ati ni hapfa indi miliyoni bigakomeza bityo.
You've heard about wars and we've been through it, and when millions of people die, the devil doesn't feel that it's enough. He wants more and more to die.
Ibyo bigatuma uretse no kuvuga ngo abantu bishwe n'intambara ahubwo n'indwara zadutse nyinshi zidashobora no kubona n'imiti nazo ziyagwira buri munsi.
There are lots of wars, but also lots of diseases, some of them incurable diseases.
Hari za Ebola, hari za Sida, hari za Zika, hari za diabete. Navuga ko ibyo ari nk'ibibembe byo muri iki gihe. Hari indwara z'umutima, hari za kanseri n'ibindi.
We hear about different diseases. We know of AIDS. We hear about the recent one of the list is Zika and all pestilences.
Yeah. Ibyuza bigenda bigaragara ku nyanja cyangwa se no ku butaka.
Natural catastrophes on the sea and in the land.
Ibidukikije bigenda bihenebera.
The decline of our environment.
Kongera umusaruro bitewe n'inyungu za bamwe bakagenda bahindura ibyaremwe bakabiha ubundi buryo bwo gukora budahuye n'imibiri yacu, imibiri yacu igakuramo uburwayi.
new ways of increasing the crops with transformation of our food. Some of the foods you've heard about, GMOs, or those kind of things that comes and just infest our bodies.
Ubutabera kw'isi yose.
Justice, no justice in all the world.
Amateka yo gushyiraho amategeko bibwira yuko agomba guhindura amategeko y'Imana.
You've heard about these new enacted laws that they are putting there, some of the laws that are to contradict God's laws.
Imirimo igenda igabanuka bitewe n'inyungu za bamwe bashaka kunguka byinshi aho kugira ngo batume abandi bashobora kusangira nabo imirimo.
Poverty and unemployment increasing. Abiyahuzi, some people selfishness.
Abiyahuzi bagenda biyongera, kera twumvaga iby'ibyihebe ngo nka rudomoro, ariko ubu noneho ibyihebe byabaye byinshi ku isi.
Widespread terrorism all over the world.
Ibyo byo kwikunda rero muribuka yuko ari imico ya Satani igihe yari ari mu ijuru ashaka kuzamura intebe ye ngo ayisumbishe y'Imana, nabyo nibyo bikomeza mu bantu muri iki gihe.
When we read in Isaiah 14:13, we see this selfishness or this pride of the devil when he said that he will put his chair higher than God's and will be like God. And that's the selfishness, that's the selfishness that we see now that causes all of these troubles many times.
Abana cyangwa se gutukana kw'abantu bakuru, kutumvira ababyeyi. Hari igitabo twasomaga kitwa se mu Kinyarwanda, ndakivuga ngo iki no kumenyereza umwana.
We had a book we were reading about child training.
Nuko umwamikazi yaje gusura hano muri Amerika, nuko bamubaza ikintu yabonye cyamukoze ku mutima.
One of the royalty once visited this country, and when she got home, they asked her what impressed her in America.
Yaravuze ati, nabonye ababyeyi baho bumvira abana bitangaje.
She was impressed on how parents are subdued by their children.
Mu gitabo cya Yesaya 3:12 hakatubwira yuko igihugu Imana ibabajwe nuko igihugu gitegekwa n'abana n'abagore.
Isaiah 3:12. I will read it. Isaiah 3:12. It concur with what this king princess was saying. Isaiah 3:12 says, as for my people, children are their oppressors and women rule over them. O my people, those who lead you cause you to err and destroy the way of your paths.
Imana iri mu muntu yari yabwiye Adamu yuko agomba kuba ari we mukuru w'urugo agafatanya n'umufasha we, ariko noneho byarahindutse, abana nibo bategeka ababyeyi, murumva aho babajyana naho babishakiye.
When God created Adam, he gave him to be the head of his house. But we see today that the roles are reversed. Our kids are our
governors.
They rule over us.
Murumva rero yuko Yesu igihe yarebaga ibi bihe by'imperuka akibaza ati, mbese nzagaruka ku isi hakiriho kwizera? Icyo kibazo nicyo ukwiriye kwibaza, nicyo nanjye nkwiriye kwibaza. Mbese Yesu nagaruka azasanga ngifite kwizera?
The question, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? Is a question that you need to ask yourself, ask myself.
Ikibazo gikomeye cyane ni ubwoba. ejo bizagenda bite.
Sometimes what causes us all this reckless life it's the fear of tomorrow.
Muri ubwo bwoba umushakashatsi kandi w'umuvugabutumwa witwa William Ing yasanze ngiye kubivuga mu Kinyarwanda noneho we arabisoma uko yabonye iyo myanzuro. Yabonye yuko plus 40 zidutera guhangayika ni ibintu tudashobora kugira icyo duhindura namba. Plus 30 ziterwa n'ubwoba bw'ibintu byashize. Tuvuga ngo hari byagaruka kandi tudashobora kugira icyo tubikosoraho. 12 ni ibihangayikisha bitewe n'ubuzima akenshi ibyo by'ubuzima turamutse dukomeje no kubitekerezaho bikaba bigenda ahubwo bitujyana mu kurimbuka cyangwa se mu kurushaho kurwara. Purusa 8 zonyine nizo dufiteho ubushobozi bwo kuba twavuga tuti reka duhitemo iki kuko cyo kizatujyana hanaha, maze ibyo bikaba bishobora gutuma dufashijwe n'imbaraga y'Imana tugira amagara mazima cyangwa se imibereho misima.
He was reading one of the small book that we have here, Gems of Thought, and that verse, that line was written by late William R. Ing. He was an author, and he said, worry, he defines worry as interest paid on trouble before it comes due. It is estimated that 40% of what we worry about are future events over which we have very little control. 30% are events of the past which we cannot change. 12% are concerns about our health, which, if they really exist, worsen when we worry about it. And 10% of our worries are matters that are so trivial, we waste our time even thinking about them. That leaves only 8%, which can be classified as justifiable or genuine concern. But when we place those concerns in the hands of God, we have nothing to fear.
Benedat, namwe bashiki banjye.
Brethren,
murumva yuko icyo dukeneye no kumenya Imana kandi akaba ariyo dutura imitwaro ya cross.
What we need is to really know the knowledge of God, to know God, really know him and trust in him and give him our burdens.
Twavugaga ibyihebe ariko mwibuke hari nko mu mwaka wa 1998 nibwo twagiye kumva twumva ngo ambasade ya Amerika barayibombarize muri Kenya no muri Tanzania icyo gihe babiturikiriza rimwe.
We were talking about widespread terrorism now. It was in 1998 when Kenya, when we heard that the American embassy was bombed, and then in Tanzania at the same time.
Hakurikiraho 9/11, hakurikiraho ibyihebe bijya mu nsengero nk'ubu duteranye ukumva baraturikije bagapfa cyangwa se bakica abo bahasanze, bijya mu bitaro za San Bendargo mu Bufaransa, mu Bubiligi, ibi bigenda birushaho kwiyongera mu bihugu byose.
Yeah, that after the bombing of the embassies in Africa, we heard about the 9/11 event. We heard about the, you know, the killing in churches, like recently in North Carolina. We heard about in the hospital there in San Bernardino in California. Now in France, in Belgium recently, 2 weeks ago, the terrorism is widespread now.
Ibyo byose, sorry. Ibyo byose bikagaragaza yuko nubwo ababyeyi bashobora gushyiraho akabo kugira ngo barere, ariko Satani afite imbaraga zo gukora nk'uwivuye inyuma kuko azi yuko igihe cye kiri bugufi kurangira.
Even if we can do all we can, the devil is angry. He knows his time is short and he's doing everything to make us lose our hope and our faith.
Hari kutuzura no kubeshyana ibyerekeranye kubeshya muzi yuko ari iyo ngeso y'umwanzi ariko yayiteye mu bantu ku buryo n'abashakanye usanga batavugisha ukuri ubusambanyi bukagenda burushaho kwiyongera kwica cyangwa se kugambana nabyo byarushijeho kugenda bihabwa intebe.
These perilous times with these lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving. All these, as we go, we see it under our eyes today.
Mbese umwana w'umuntu nagaruka azasanga ngifite kwizera cyangwa ibi bintu bizanjyana binsha intege kugeza igihe nzava mu kwizera Yesu.
When the Son of Man comes, did he find me grounded in his faith, or all these things that are happening to me or to you, or that you see, will they discourage you and take you off the way that you had started of faith?
Abafite ishusho yo kwera kandi bahakana imbaraga zo kwera.
The people of this time having a form of godliness but denying its power.
Ibyo bikagaragarira mu mico y'abantu bajya mu nsengero bavuga bati tugiye gusenga ariko ntibashobore kuba babumbura na Bibiliya ndetse bakaba bavuga bati uyu muntu ararangiza ryari ngo nigendere kuki kuko bafite gahunda zindi zo kujya komboka bajya mu mazu yo ku y'abapfakazi cyangwa se kujya gukora iby'ingeso mbi nyamara ijambo ry'Imana ritubwira ngo ubereshe ukuri ijambo ryawe n'ibyo kubi.
We see these last times with these people with the form of godliness but denying its power, some who can come here and to church but they want the preacher to do fast so because they have other things to go to do, to go in other people's house or make captives, lose women, and because they are led away by their lust.
Uko bigaragara twese abari aha ngaha bene data namwe bashiki banjye twamaze gusogongera kuri izi ngaruka z'iminsi y'imperuka.
As it can be seen, all of us who are here have tasted all these things of the last days.
Reka tuvuge cyane cyane kuri bariya bene data n'abashiki banjye bari hano baturutse mu biyaga bigari bavuga ikinyarwanda cyangwa ikirundi bavuye muri kiriya gihugu cya Congo kinini murakibona hariya.
We're going to talk about our brothers and sisters who are here with us from the Great Lakes region, from Congo, Burundi, and Rwanda.
Murabona cyakora Congo ko hari nini ifite indimi nyinshi bavuga ariko bavuga ikinyarwanda begereye u Rwanda. Rwanda ni agahugu gatoya aho mukabona hariya ariko hariya hari province yitwa ya Kivu. Ngiriya uko mubibona niyo ikomokwamo n'abari abantu mwagiye mwakira. Imana ihimbazwe ko mwabakiriye.
Thank you for welcoming them. They come from those areas of Congo mainly, and those regions they speak Kinyarwanda. Rwanda is a very small country, but because of the war that happened, many people scattered long ago and they kept on speaking their language. That's how we come from Rwanda and they come from Congo and we can understand each other.
Abantu iyo bavuye mu gihugu cyabo baragenda bakaba mu nkambi turiya n'uduhema babamo bakamaramo hafi imyaka 15 ndetse irenga.
These people, when they free their country, they are kept in refugee camps. You can see the small tents there. It's like stars on the sky. And they spend there more than 16 years. Imagine living there 16 years. It's a hard life. We speak about it because we know it, we lived it.
Nibuka igihe intebe yanjye yari ibuye nari nasanze hafi yaho nashoboraga kurara akaba ariyo nicaraho.
He remembers a stone that had become his chair where he was sheltered.
Ukareba ejo uko uzagaburira abo ufite bikakugora kubona igisubizo.
When you are there, you don't have an answer to tomorrow. You wonder with your kids, you have kids, you wonder what tomorrow holds.
Muri icyo gihe umuvandimwe yaje kunsura nuko arambaza ati kufite abana bane hano ukagufite umugore ndagufasha nte. Nuko ndamubwira nti urushoboye kumpa akamodoka nkajya ngatwara cyangwa se nkagashakira umuntu yazajya ashobora kugira icyo asagura noneho ngashobora kugurira abana ibyo kurya n'umugore.
In that shelter where we didn't have anything, I remember that one friend, one brother came to see us and asked us what he can do for us, because he would look around, he didn't see anything that really we could hold on for tomorrow, and he asked us what he would do for us. And he asked him if he would help him get a small car that he would use so he can, as a taxi, so he can feed his kids, our kids.
Ntabwo ndi bubajyane muri icyo gitekerezo cyaba kirekire, ariko icyo ngiye kubabwira ni uko imodoka ntabwo nayimaranye ibirenze amezi abiri barayiba, noneho dutanga amafaranga hafi amadolari 500 atara tworoheye nayo tuyagujije kugira ngo iyo modoka bayishake. Barayibona iragaruka, ariko ntazi yuko Satani atashakaga imodoka ahubwo ari igihe yashakaga.
Say he is not going into details on that thing, but he remembers that after we bought that car, 2 weeks after, it was they stole it, the thief stole it from the driver, because we were not allowed to drive in that foreign country. We were foreigners, we didn't have a license to drive, and so they came and took it from the driver. And to recover that car, it took us like $500 that we borrowed, because we didn't have money. We borrowed it thinking that if the car comes back, we will be able to get the money and get it back to the whoever gave it to us. But we didn't know that the devil didn't want the car, but he wanted his life.
Mu gihe nari nyitwaye nivira mu isoko, abantu bansaba lift nibahaye baravuga batereka tufate ibyo kurya muri restaurant. Nuko igihe nari mbajyanye bari kumbwira bati dusangire, mbabwira yuko ndashobora kurya ntari kumwe n'umugore wanjye n'abana. Nuko bampa agatobe, ariko ako gatobe kari mu tuntu bafunga muri za mudukarito. Icyo nibutse cyanyuma nuko nari ndi kurwanira nabo direction, aho bankubise simpazi baragiye banjugunya mu ishyamba. Namazeyo amajoro abiri umugore agiye kunshaka. Icyo gihugu ni igihugu sinshaka kwirirwa nkivuga, kuko nkivuze mwahita muvuga mutabo bantu n'abasazi. Bo baravuze bati agiye kunshaka, baramubwiye bati nta ushobora gushaka umugabo wagiye mu modoka ye, wamushaka ute kubu ari kwa girlfriend? Aravuga ati girlfriend nige mugore we, nta mu girlfriend afite muri iki gihugu. Baramuseka batigenda tushobora kuzatangira kumushaka hashize iminsi irindwi. Rebo ko bivuga muri make.
When he was driving that car after he got it back from the thieves, he was in town this time, and he met two people, and they told him that they needed a ride. He gave them a ride lovingly, And on the way, they say they wanted to go to eat in the restaurant, and they invited him to go with them. He told them that he normally eats with his wife and his kids. He's just going home, he would eat. And they went, they bought the food, they bought their food, and they bought some juices. They brought the food and the juice, one juice they handed to him. They handed to him the food. He said, no, I don't want food. I told you I'm going home. And they say, no, if you refuse the food, at least you can drink this juice. And they gave him a juice that they had put a straw in a small box of juice. And, you know, sometimes in our mother tongue, we say that it's like sometimes when people insist, you can even eat poison. So he took the juice and drank it, and he started to drive them. After 5 minutes, the last thing he remembers is that he was fighting with them on the wheel. They wanted to take the car because they knew what they had done. So they beat him. He still has a scar here. Yeah. And they threw him about 50 kilometers out of town in the forests and they left with the car. And all day, 2 days that he spent there, of course, at home, when I didn't see him coming on the right time, I started to look for people, telling them that, you know, we were in a strange land. I mean, we didn't even know the language. Just the kids had started to pick up the language, to know the words, but us, we were new, we didn't know the language. But I started to go and find people. We were some other refugees around. I told them that he had not come home. So we went to the police. What the police told me is that they say he was in his own car. I say yes. So here we don't look for somebody at least until 7 days. If he went with his own car, he's with his girlfriend. I say, his girlfriend, I don't know of any. So for them, they say they look for somebody if 5 days they haven't seen the person at home. That's when they start to look. Otherwise, they think the person is, you know, having fun with a friend.
Ndagira ngo mbabwire yuko muri icyo gihe damu wanjye yari atwite ndavuga muri make na bantoraguye mu ishyamba banzana kuri police banjyana kwa muganga.
They where they had left me in the forest because we had gone to different police stations telling them that this person was like this, was like this. So we left his identity to look all over. And after 2 days he spent there, God kept his life there. It was a very rainy season. In that country, when it rains until here. And it was a rainy season, but God held the rain in the air. It didn't rain that time. And also, he held all insects or snakes that could come and in his mouth and kill him, anything. God was watching over him.
Muri make mvuye mu bitaro mugenzi wanjye hashize igihe gito arabyara umwana tumwita Praise the Lord Shimosha.
When we had that problem, my wife was pregnant, and the boy who was born that time, we called him Praise the Lord.
Tuvuga tuti uravutse nubwo tudafite icyo tugutungisha ariko Imana izakwitungira.
We said, Praise the Lord, you are born. Even if we don't see what we will help you with, we don't have anything, but we know that God will provide.
Kandi koko nyuma y'amezi atatu Imana yampaye akazi gashobora gutuma ntunga umuryango wanjye abana nkabajyana mu ishuri birantangaza uko ako kazi kabonetse kandi kari karabuze.
We were very surprised after 3 months that the boy was born, and we got a good job, a job that supplied for our need, a job that was waited for long, had not been able to obtain it, but at that time, at that particular time, After that test, we got the job.
Ndagira ngo mbabwire yuko iki gitekerezo cyanjye ntabwo ari cyo cyari ngombwa, ahubwo ndagira ngo mbereke bari abavandimwe ibyo banyuramo, kutagira igihugu ni ingorane.
My story wasn't of great importance. I just wanted to let you know, to know that these friends, these brethren who comes from there, they go through a lot.
Igihugu dufite kuri iyi si ubu noneho twebwe n'aba bageze muri cyo ni cy'America.
The country we have here on earth now, even with these friends, with these brethren, it's America.
Ariko igihugu nyacyo dukwiriye gutekerezaho ari nacyo Yesu yavugaga ati ibi birushya byose igihe muzahura nabyo mbese muzakomeza kushyira amaso yanyu kuri nge kugira ngo nzabakire mu bwami bwo mu ijuru aho mutazongera kugira ingorane.
We are here in America and the United States as a country on earth, but we are traveling. The country that Jesus, when he asked if the Son of Man, when he comes, we'll find faith on the earth, is a country he encouraged us, he wanted us to know the citizenship of heaven.
Bariya bavandimwe mu nkambi ejo nibwo twavuganaga nabo batubwiye ukuntu Imana yabakoresheje cyangwa yabakoreye mu nkambi biradutangaza.
These brethren, those we talked to, yes, we were with yesterday, they told us about many things that happened in the refugee camp and how God used them in those camps, and we were very, very impressed and surprised.
Bakoraga kwiga ijambo ry'Imana, bakiga indirimbo, bakaririmba, bagahanga amatorero, abantu bakihana, umubare w'abihana ukarushaho kwiyongera.
As you can see them, they don't come from same camps, not same refugee camps. Some came from Byumba. Other ones came from Kibuye. By the way, ahoni hi watch kuchibuye ni watch.
Amen.
I was telling them that one of the camps are near my home, my hometown. And so they lived in different camps, but one of the camps, some told us that they were doing church planting. They had like 6 churches. In another one, they had 3 churches. That, in fact, one of the camp had a conference.
Refugees conference district.
Do not underestimate what you can do. Even if sometimes you may not understand the language now, but God is ready to use you as you are, where you are.
Muzirikane igitekerezo cy'umuja w'umunyagano wakuwe mu gihugu cya Isiraeli akajya mu mubibisi muri Siriya.
Remember the story of this little girl captive from Israel who was a slave in Syria.
Mu cya kabiri cy'abami igice cya gatanu umurongo wa kabiri kugeza wa munani icyo gice cyose mushobora kugisoma.
Second King 5:2-8.
Ntabwo tugiye kuhasoma ndagira ngo bahandike baze kuhasoma.
We are not going to read it all, but I want you to write it so you can read it and see how a little captive girl was used in a foreign land.
Yabwirije umukuru w'ingabo w'icyo gihugu ahereye ku bibembera afite aramubwira ati nyamara usubiye iwacu hajya mwankuye munyaze ushobora gukira ibyo bibembe.
She talked to when she was in a Naaman, the commander, the Syrian commander. She talked to his wife, her mistress, when Naaman was having leprosy, and told her mistress that her husband could go to Israel and find healing there.
Murumba kubwira umuntu waje akakunyaga ukamubwira ngo uramusubiye iwacu ngo wahakirira byari bifite kwizera ko hejo.
This little girl had faith, strong faith. Imagine to be a captive of that country that overcame your country, and you still have faith that the people, or especially the commander of that country, can go back to the country, to your country, and get healing. It's a strong. It took the strong faith of that little girl.
Ikimenyimenyi nuko umwami w'Abisirayeli aha urwandiko rumusaba ko Namani yakira yashanyuye imyenda ye aravuga ati uyu muntu na kandare anshaka wiki arabona yuko nshobora kuba ndi imana ishobora kumukiza.
The proof is how hard it was for this little captive girl is that when the king of Syria gave a letter to Naaman to go to Israel and gave that letter to the king. The king, we see, the Bible tells us that the king tore his cloth and was wondering, what this king wants from me? He thinks that I can heal. Now have I become God to heal the leprosy?
Imana ikoreye muri Elisha abwira atuma ku mwami ati nyoherereza uwo muntu.
When the prophet Elisha heard about what the king of Israel did, he asked that they send the convoy from Syria and to come to him.
Yahise amubwira ati genda wiyuhagire muri Yorodani kandi yagiyemo karindwi ntabwo tuvuga ibyatumye abanza gushidikanya ariko yagiyemo karindwi asohotsemo aravuga ati menye ko muri Isirayeli ariho honyine hari Imana igiki cy'Imana gusaba.
When Naaman was told to go to Jordan River, he hesitated. He wondered that his country had good rivers, and his servant told him to go, and he went in that river for 7 times, and he came out. His skin, the Bible says, his skin was like the skin of a baby. And when he said, Naaman said that now, from now, I know that there is a God in Israel. And that's what God wants you to do. They want you, wherever you are here, even if you have troubles maybe expressing yourself, he wants you to be the light of the world. So those who see you know that there is a God in you, that you have God in your lives.
Madam White atubwira yuko nta ukwiriye kuvuga ngo iri ni itorero ritoya cyane ngo ntabwo rishobora kuba ryashobora kumurika ngo ryerekane imbaraga y'Imana.
Ellen G. White tells us that we shouldn't underestimate where we are. She says, let no church think is too small to exert an influence and do service in the great work of time.
Yakurikijeho avuga ati abagize itorero bazabona umunezero bitewe nabo bafashije no guhesha imigisha. Ikinezeza ni ugukora umurimo umwami Imana yashyizeho ngo urangizwe n'itorero rye kugira ngo izina
She added in the Acts of Apostles in page 12 and 13, the members of the church are to find their happiness in the happiness of those whom they help and bless. Wonderful is the work which the Lord designed to accomplish through his church, that his name may be glorified.
Naringiye kuvuga ibyerekeranye nuko dutanga amasezerano ku Mana twamara kuyatanga ugasanga aho tugeze bitumye duhindura ayo masezerano.
Many times when in those situations, I'm sure I did and you must have done, we do vows to God what we will do if God does this to us, if he help us in this or that.
Mwarimuzi yuko ibyo tuba tubonye byose aba ari iby'Imana iduhaye kuko nkatwe abasohotse mu nzu ntacyo dusohokanye tukagera ahantu tukabonye ibyo dutunze mu yandi magambo Imana ibidutangije ubundi buzima bushya.
You know that for us who came from our houses with just what we were, our clothes, that's all. And when God helps us to start a new life and give us means, those are the means He wants us to use. When we were in those camps, we didn't have anything. We were waiting for those people to come give us to eat. Sometimes we keep that food eating little by little so we can get to the end meat. So when God gives us opportunities here, we need to use those means for His service.
Mwani magambo bene data namwe bashiki banje icyo dusabwa ni ugukoresha iby'Imana iduhaye kugira ngo abandi batamenye uko Satani agenda akora ateza intambara hirya no hino tubereke ko kuguma kuri Kristo ariho honyene hari amahoro y'iteka.
Let's not be disappointed that what we have we can use it as we want. We want to use those means for the salvation of others.
Ntekereza yuko ari Petero uhagaze ku muryango akabona dutura ashobora no kuvuga bananiye na basafira bakaba baba benshi muri uru rusengero bari kugwa bitewe nuko batashoboye gutunganya amasezerano bahaye Imana yabo.
I'm afraid when we are passing the offering bag around, if it was Peter who was sitting there at the door, he would find many Ananias and Sapphira who were keeping all the means they have been given to God, and they are giving little.
Akenshi bitewe nuko turwana kubanza kuba kuriha iby'inzu tukariha imodoka nziza tugendamo noneho gatoya gasigaye wende dollar rimwe akaba ariyo tuzanira Kristo ngo naba ariyo akoresha mu murimo wo kubwiriza ubutumwa. Azabwiriza ate tutamuhaye tutamushubije ibyo yaduhaye kugira ngo abikoreshe mu itorero?
Many times maybe that due we offer just $1 or a coin because we have to do all what we need to do in our houses, buy our good cars and be sufficient with ourselves, but we bring just a coin in the bag.
Mumbabarire ntabwo nagenda nasomye aya magambo yo mu gitabo Madam White yanditse mu byo bita last events, no kuvuga iminsi y'imperuka. Aravuga ati niba umuntu ashukika byoroshye muri iki gihe, no kuvuga icyo gihe hari mu mwaka w'1894 uramutse ute ujanishije usanga ari nko mu myaka 210 na ishize, mbese bizacura iki mu gihe Satani azaba yihinduye Kristo akora ibitangaza? Ninde utazagushwa nuko kwiyoberanya yemeza ko ari Kristo kandi ari Satani ubwe uzaba akora imirimo ya Kristo?
I don't want to finish without reading what Ellen G. White said in a summary about these last times, how we are easily misled. And she said in one of her compilation last day events on page 162, she said, "If men are so easily misled now, how will they stand when Satan shall personate Christ and work miracles? Who will be unmoved by his misrepresentations, then professing to be Christ, when it's only Satan assuming the person of Christ and apparently working the work of Christ?" And that's written in Last Day Events, page 162.
Oh, narimfite akavideo gatoya kerekana ukuntu Satani ari kugenda yihindura, ariko ndabona imashini yanjye iri kumbwira yuko idashobora kugakurura. Naka video gasobanura ukuntu ubupapa buri kuzuza amasezerano bwagiranye navuga n'umwanzi, kuko hano hatubwira yuko binyuze mu mbaraga zikorera mu bwihisho ama sosiyete azajya yishyira hamwe kugira ngo
ashobore gukoreshwa n'imbaraga za Satani. None ndabona ndashobora kugikurura.
He had a small video that he wanted us to see about how the power, the Pope of Rome is working hard this time and to mislead. As Ellen G. White said it in a great controversy on the page 588, she said, through the two great errors, the immortality of the soul and Sunday sacredness, Satan will bring the people under his deceptions. While the former lays the foundation of spiritualism, the latter creates a bond of sympathy with Rome. The Protestants of the United States will be foremost in stretching their hands across the Gulf to grasp the hand of spiritualism. They will reach over the abyss to clasp hands with the Roman power, and under the influence of this threefold union, this country will follow in the steps of Rome in trampling on the rights of conscience.
Iki Imana itegereje ni iki rero noneho muri iki gihe, kuko ibi byo byararangiye, bateranye abaprotestanti n'abagatulika bateraniye muri Arizona mu kwezi kwa gatanu ku itariki 26 z'umwaka w'2015.
What we see now is the fulfillment of those prophecies in the time we talked about prophecies. Now they are real and realizing under our eyes. And he said about the meeting that happened last year. If you go online, it was Pastor Doug Batchelor who talked about who.
Iri ya YouTube muramutse mugiye mugashyiramo YouTube ziriya iri adresse cyangwa mugashaka Doug Batchelor asobanura ibyiriya mitingi y'abaporoso ukuntu yuzuza buriya buhanuzi bwavuzwe muri mu ntambara ikomeye none bukaba tubona twebwe hagisigaye kugira ngo umwana w'umuntu aze kutukura muri iyi si.
There is no time. Time is running out. If you go and put on that
website,
you will see how Doug Batchelor explained how the hand that hollow that was between Rome and other churches, it's now stretching to the churches here and is going to lead to the great, great, great controversy.
Icyo Imana itegereje ni abahamya bakwirakwijwe ku isi yose kugira ngo nk'uko bisomwa hariya ku ipaje ya ku ipaje ni igitabo cyitwa Testimony ibihamya by'itorero mbabarire ibihamya by'itorero volume ya kabiri ku ipaji ya 631 na 632. Muri make Imana itegereje yuko abantu babahamya bazima bemera Kristo baba bakwirakwijwe ku isi yose kugira ngo bahagarare nk'uko uriya mukobwa yahagarare kwa Namani akavuga Imana ihoraho.
On that website you will see what they call the John 17 movement. The John 17 movement that is hurrying up the end of time. And in Testimonies, Volume 2, page 631 and 632, it says, God cannot display the knowledge of his will and the wonders of his grace among the unbelieving world unless he has witnesses scattered all over the earth. It is his plan that those who are partakers of this great salvation through Jesus Christ should be his missionaries, bodies of light throughout the world and the reed of all men, their faith and works testifying to the near approach of the coming Savior and showing that they have not received the grace of God in vain. The people must be warned to prepare for the coming judgment.
Ikigaragara nuko wowe ntekereza yuko izi ntambara zibera ku isi kugira ngo zidutatanye twebwe abemera Kristo tuzashobore guhagarara nka Danieli na bagenzi be I Babuloni.
I personally think that these wars that scatters us all over the world, it's for our gain, because we will be wherever we are sent, wherever we go, we will be the light of the world and will be witness of God.
Icyo mbasabira rero bavandimwe nanjye nisabira nuko tugomba kumenya yuko umwana w'umuntu ari bugufi kurugi aje kudutarukanya kugira ngo atujyane mu isi nshya.
What I pray for you, my brothers and my sisters here, is that God can use us in this last time. So when He comes, He can find our faith strong, strong faith. When He comes, will He really find faith on the earth?
Reka mbaze ababa bagize amahirwe yo kuza muri Itorero rya Three Angels bakaba batarigeze babatizwa bumva bashaka guhaguruka bakavuga bati nyagasani turashaka kuba uhereye none abagaragu bawe baguhamya bakwemera basoma ijambo ryawe basenga kugira ngo dufatanye muri urugendo ababa bahari nabasaba guhaguruka bakaza hano imbere.
Before we finish, we would like the church, we would like to ask the church, those who are among us who want to join the church and the truth it's taking to the world, those who have not been baptized but they want to join the church, I would like them to stand up and come here. Are there people who want to join the church?
Turabaza uwaba atarabatijwe mu itorero ry'Abadivantisi b'umunsi wa karindwi akaba yumva ubu butumwa bumwereka yuko ari bugufi gusanganira umukiza we, mbese wakwemera ugahaguruka tukagusabira.
Those who have not been baptized in the Seventh-day Adventist Church but feel that this message is their message today to go with others and spread the word, could you please, if you are here, could you please stand and come and pray for you?
Indirimbo twaririmbye baturirimbiye yatoranijwe iravuga ngo duhindukize amaso yacu tuyarebeshe kuri Kristo.
The special song that we heard today was Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.
Mbese ushaka guhindukiza amaso yawe ukayakura ku by'isi ukayarebesha kuri Kristo.
Do you want to turn your eyes upon Jesus? Do you want to let all those are taking you back and turn your eyes to Jesus? Please come.
Niba ntawe urafata icyo cyemezo cyo guhaguruka, reka mbaze muri aba bagenzi banjye bagiye bagenda hirya no hino bakaba batarashobora kugira membership muri Three Angels Church.
I want to ask those brethren who have not who just came or who came here but have not joined the church yet and would like to have their membership in this church to come forward and we pray with them.
Niba hari ababatirijwe mu yandi matorero ari hanze y'iki gihugu ariko bakaba bashaka kuba muri ritorero rya Three Angels, ni umwanya wanyu kugira ngo mubyerekanishe guhaguruka.
Those who have been baptized in the churches outside of Three Angels and they want to be to come here and be accepted as a profession of faith, please come forward.
Mbese hari abahari?
Yes.
Amen. n'ababa baranditswe ariko bakaba batarakirwa mu itorero mushobora guhaguruka tukabasabira.
She was asking if there are some kids who have who wants to be baptized and they wrote their names and she was asking if they could come and we pray with them.
Nuko tunejejwe no kubakira muze hano maze.
We are happy to have you and have you join the church.
Kuko uyu murimo ni umurimo uzakorwa na buri wese wemera itorero.
This mission work is a work for everybody. It's a work for the church.
Mane himbazwe.
And we would like somebody to come and write their names, please, so they can be followed up.
Nta gushidikanya abagenzi banyu n'abashaka gufatanya namwe umurimo wa Kristo kugira ngo.
No doubt, these people are the people who want to work with you in God's service.
Nta kindi umukristo abereyeho kuri iyi si uretse kumurika.
There's nothing else that we are required to do as Christians than to be the light of the world.
Kuko uko tuzaba turi kose nta ugomba kwigaya ubuke Imana izadukoresha.
We not to underestimate our strength or what we can do. Just as we come as we are and God will use us.
None rero tugiye gusenga kugira ngo tushimire aba bantu ndaza kubasaba kwicara hariya niturangiza gusenga.
We're going to pray with these people.
Mureke dusenge.
Let's pray.
Data wa twese uri mu ijuru turagushimye cyane.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much.
Tugushimiye aba bagaragu bawe n'abaja bawe biyemeje ko uhereye none bagiye gukora umurimo wawe uko batumye.
We thank you for these who stood up and they are committing themselves to do the work as you want them to do.
Turasabira iri torero rya Three Angels kugira ngo buri wese yumve yuko ari ugomba kuvuga ubutumwa bwawe.
We pray for this church, Three Angels, that everybody, every member feels like this work is the work you've given to them to do.
Maze duhagurukire rimwe dutebuze kugaruka kwawe.
And we stand all together so we can hurry your second coming.
Turagushimye kandi ukomeze ubane natwe mu izina rya Yesu.
We thank you and we pray that you stay with us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Mushobora kwicara kuri izi ntebe z'imbere noneho turaza kuvugana mu mwanya.